A reporter for the French news agency who is in Mogadishu, Ali Moussa Abdi, describes to VOA the situation in Johar, 90 kilometers north of the capital.
There was a brief fighting which was really very heavy, the outskirts of Johar. First, the fighting was concentrating on the airport area and another village called Boro, just some 15 kilometers from Johar. The Islamic court militia were making advance, while the forces loyal to Somali faction leader Muhammad Umar Habib retreating back until they went back into Johar town when their defense line was destroyed. Then they finally left the town and just some civilians were fleeing. But fortunately, the violence was not involving in the civilian inhabited areas from the beginning.
The battle follows several months of intense warfare in Mogadishu between militias loyal to the Islamic courts and a group of warlords and militias comprising the Alliance for the Restoration of Peace and Counterterrorism. More than 300 people were killed and more than 1,000 injured during the latest unrest. Last week, the Islamic courts claimed to have taken control of Mogadishu, and the militias' control has now spread to Johar, which at one time was the temporary location of the transitional Somali government. Warlords supporting the Anti-Terrorism Alliance had moved into Johar following their defeat in Mogadishu. The Islamic Courts militia controls much of southern Somalia. It is not clear at this point whether it will work with the fledgling transitional government, which is based in the town of Baidoa, or set up an administration that will rival the government. Ever since civil war broke out in 1991, militias loyal to clan and sub-clan-based factions have controlled different parts of the country, with no central authority to provide law and order or basic services to the population. A transitional Somali parliament was formed in Kenya more than a year ago as part of an effort to bring peace to the country. Kathy Maitini for VOA News, Nairobi.